Karen McAvoy has had a fat Melbourne carnival. We just chatted with Adam Pengelly saying that eight individual trainers and eight individual jockeys have actually won all the different group ones over the Melbourne carnival. But I reckon Karen McAvoy is pretty happy with his lot in life at the moment. And taking away the Darley Classic with another super performance by Red Cell. And there's super performance by Karen as well. Hi, Karen.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good carnival, mate.
Yeah, it was a good carnival. TK, just took a couple of days to get on the board there at Flemington, but it was nice to finish with a bit of a flourish. And yeah, Redzel was one of my good rides for the week, and he put up a great performance again.
Yeah, you've had some good rides, mate. Tell us more about that horse.
Well, he's a lovely animal. He's taken all before him. He's just gotten better and better, and he's put six big race wins on the trot now, and he's been very well handled by the Snowdens and the Triple Crown boys. They've allowed him to just really flourish and mature. And he was a great winner of the Everest, and Peter and Paul just had to get him to come back to his best again a month later for his race on Saturday, and they were able to do that well, and got some good confidence that he was feeling really bright in himself once he got to Flemington, and he's two bit to work leading in, showed that he was pretty happy, and he'd already won. He'd already been a winner down the straight, so I was pretty confident that he was going to take a lot of catching on Saturday.
Would you like him to go to Royal Ascot?
It's a tricky one. It'd be great prestige and that to win over there, but at the same time, you don't want it to jeopardise your chances to go back to back in the Everest again. So I would personally be surprised if he goes, just listening to what Peter had to say the other day and what he relayed to me yesterday. So
yeah.
he might stay in Australia, which is great for our racing year.
Mate, this is the whole thing now, the Everest. As if $10 million, Karen, wasn't enough of a lure. It's $13 million, which means you got to target, the TJ Smith in the autumn, the Everest in the spring. I mean, you don't have to go anywhere.
No, that's right. We've got unbelievable amounts of prize money on offer, and it's in our backyard. There's no reason why he can't be around for another couple of seasons, this fella. Touch wood if he stays sound, and he's just got a great attitude for a sprinter. He's very, very cruising and relaxed in his work, and doesn't overtax himself. And it was funny, on Saturday at the barriers, I was sort of over on my own in the little corral area, and he was really relaxed. And I said to the barrier attendant leading me around, I said, we better get him over there behind the barriers and in amongst all the other runners so he knows he's at the races. So we had to walk over just to switch him on and just to make sure he knows he was on the job. And that's the horse himself. He's so relaxed, and I think that helps when you're a sprinter and you've got to perform at such a high level, with all that speed, you're up on the speed making the running. It's great to have him just saving his best for when it's needed.
I don't know why he's not more attractive to everybody, I guess, including myself, Karen. He gets under my guard all the time. But, we're always looking for other horses that are running on behind him that, they'll knock him off next time. But he's just won six in a row. I mean, it's like as obvious as the nose on your face, Redzel. But I don't know. I keep looking away.
He's just gotten more and more reliable. And as I said, I haven't ridden a more genuine horse in terms of just the way he applies himself, and he'd definitely be, definitely be the best sprinter I've ridden. And as you said, he's only the last probably three or four starts, he's just starting to get the recognition that he's deserving. So, typical job well done by the Snowdens, and he was out in full sun Sunday.
Karen, what for you now, mate?
Actually got rubbed out in the last race on Saturday, so I miss all this week, and I'm back on Saturday. Back down to Sandown for the Zipping Classic and the Sandown Guineas meeting, and then we're just going to chip away with some racing back up in Sydney Slats, and probably just have a little break over Christmas with the family. So just pushing on now and back to business, really.
Karen, do you ever get a chance to plan a holiday, or do you just wait till you get? Unfortunately, just wait until you get suspended.
No, I usually do. Actually, usually plan one. It's important to have that, something to look forward to, and you don't want to be waiting until you get rubbed out. It's so we're gonna have yeah, 10 days over Christmas, and then going to head up to the Magic Millions and take the family up there, giving it school holidays as well. So it's going to be, before you know it, the carnival's back on top of us again.
Red Zell go there?
I don't reckon he will either. He's obviously a Magic Millions boy horse, but I'd say he'll have a nice break and just be saved for the Autumn Carnival next year in Sydney.
Geez, you think he'd be a good thing in the Magic Millions. Mate, that was another... God, I just had a mental blank. Your other winner on the weekend, Fastnet Tempest appears to be a really good miler, and it's now going to stay in the... It got a bit of a future?
Yeah, I think so. He's, he's still on the improve, and he showed that he can adapt to our racing out here. Nice, big, strong horse, and he's going to go to the Hayes Yard. So he's a Group 3, listed Group 3 horse at the moment, and we'll see where he gets to. But he put up a nice effort the other day after probably just hitting the front a little bit too soon, and it was nice to get a winner for William Haggis. He's a good trainer back in the UK, and he said to me on Saturday night that he's going to try and target some more horses to bring out here. So okay. He's another trainer to keep an eye on.
Kieran, we thank you for your time, mate, and well done over the 4 days. Enjoy the forced week off.
Yep, no worries. Thanks, boys.
Rest up, mate. Kieran McAvoy.